Today's daf is Brachos, daf Lamed Hey. Brachos Lamed Hey, the beginning of the sixth parak. We're not there yet, but that's today's daf. Just two points on yesterday's daf. Number one, it was pointed out to me, but then I found it. Rav Sternbach has a tshuva. Tshuvas v'hanhagos, simen kuf yud beis, chelik aleph simen kuf yud beis. Rav Sternbach wonders whether all the halachas of Siruv that we spoke about yesterday really apply b'zman hazeh. Because after all, what's the whole point of Siruv? Why should I not go up right away? Because it's a Misra. It's a special position. And who am I to jump up to get the special position of Misra and Gedula? But today, Bizman Hazeh, what a chazan on a regular weekday morning is such a position. On a Shabbos morning, the Gabbai is begging people to go up. Right? So it's such a position like that. So suggestor of Sternbach, Aval Bizmanenu, Ein Motzi Matzibur. We're not like the olden days, but the Chazan was Motzi the Tzibur and Davening. Verubam Kakulam Ruyim Li Shliya Sibur Mosachol. Everybody could be the Shliya Sibur. Vim Bishabas Nim Noim, Hainu Babresha Ein Lohem Kol Arev Vachadome. Aval, Machzikim as Kulam, Bamalad Maladivke, Vyodeya, Velo Alulum. Litaus lachem bezmanenu ein chiyuv l'saris dafko la'akivat zibur. Bezmanenu, he says, maybe just the opposite. He says in the next paragraph, if you see the chaz is having a hard time, go up and volunteer and say, you know what, I see you having difficulty finding somebody, I'll do it. It's fine, right? Because that is not. The Chazan today is not like what he was in the olden days. First of all, that's Rav Sternbach, Aleph Kuf Yud Beis. Number two is the Meshechach that I wanted to mention. The end of our Gemara that we did yesterday spoke about Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amr of Yochanan. He spoke about the Nevi'im were nestabili most only for those who help out a Talmud Chacham, not a Talmud Chacham, and then he spoke about the Nevi'im were nestabili most Mashiach, but not for Olam Haba, that nobody knows about, and Shmuel argues on that. And then the third statement was about Baalei Tshuva and Tzaddik and Gemurim, difference between the two of them. And the Gemara ended up saying that it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. But if you look at the Meshechachma, Meshechachma is another pshat. There's a medrash in Voeschanon on the pasuk Heitivu kol asher dibeiru. Heitivu, after Bnei Yisrael said to Hashem, you know what, to Moshe, you talk to us. We can't handle Hashem. You talk to us. Hashem says, Heitivu kol asher dibeiru. It's good in my eyes, everything they spoke. Heitivu kol asher dibeiru. The medrash says, Chad Amar, from the word Heitivu, Kahatavas haneros, v'chad amar kahatavas haktores. Heitiva from the word hatava. Hatava, cleaning out of the candles and cleaning out of the ktores. What does that mean? Hatavas haneros, hatavas haktores. So, hakavana, says the Meshechachma, an idea that he says many times, but he relates it here. Deheim ta'anu, Bnei Yisrael, said to Hashem, the tachlus of everything is bechira. For us not to be mukhrach, for us not to be sinisim all the time, but for us to have a choice, and in that way be able to choose correctly. So, says the Bnei Yisrael to Hashem, no, we don't want it to, we can't talk to you. Not only the pashas, they were scared, but we don't have bechira now. Isn't that's not the purpose of life? And that's why the experience of Maamar Har Sinai, that's what Bnei Yisrael were saying. Hare heimayu mechrachim. And therefore, if we would be Baalei Bechira, so then it would be better for us. Says the Meshechachma, there are two types of issues that we have to overcome when it comes to Bechira. Number one is Ta'avas HaChomer, when we have a physical Taiva. Kasher Adam Hu Ta'avani, B'chozos Miskaber Al Yitzhar, but we overcome a Yetzer, and in that way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one. Number two is Deos Kozvos. Hata Besechel V'dimyonos Kozvos Chalila. In that way, that's a Machshava Peguma. And I have to overcome that and convince myself that I'm not going to follow those Deos. Says the Meshechachma, in the first way, Baalei Tshuva Kodmin Le Tzadikim Gemurim. Somebody could overcome a physical issue, so that we say Baalei Tshuva are even greater. Why? From Saragra, and based on what's put in, the difficulties, that way we say Baalei Tshuva are greater. But in the second area, where it's the Seichel and Dimyonos Kozvos, then Machshava is Pogam, and any type of heretical thought in me is gonna have a permanent effect, so to speak, and we'll always, Rachman al-San, have to come back to that. Al ze amru tzadikim gemurim ayin lo rasa. Says then that regarding that yetsahara, the yetsahara in the seichel, the intellectual, not just the physical, says the Meshechachma, tzadikim gemurim are greater. So he says that's what's meant here when Bnei Yisrael is saying to Hashem, you know, We want the bechira. So one is katavas haneros, one is katavas ketores. Ketores is you take the chelbana, you take the negative, and you overcome with the beautiful smell. That's a symbol of the bali tshuva omdim. And in the physical realm, while the hatavas haneros, neros symbolizes chachma, symbolizes the intellect. So he says in that is sarach lebli hisha'er shum dimyon kosev hatav b'seichel v'shum safek b'das. And he says that's the mashal of the two. Of the two statements, and that's the Gemara right here. Instead of having to say it's a machlokas in terms of bodily tshuva omdim, so they can remain in omdim versus the other opinion, you could put it together, says the Meshech Chachma. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, finishing up. Maisa Shechala Benoshal, Rabbi Gamliel's son got sick. Like in our Mishnah, they said to Rabbi Chida ben Dosa to ask for rachamim. Once he saw them, he went up and davened. He said to them, you know what? You can go back now. He's fine. He just has a fever. The fever, go back. He'll be fine. Are you a Navi? Right? How about you checked? You got a text? Right? How do you know? V'chi imlav, he says, amalen lo navi anochi, v'lo ben navi anochi, ela kachba kubalni, I have a mesora. Im shkurat filasi b'fi, yodeh ani shumu kubal. If it's shkura, if it flows off my tongue very smoothly, then I know it's mukubal. V'imlav, yodeh ani shumu turaf. And if not, I know it is muturaf. By the way, one of the earliest sources for going to another Jew, a fellow Jew, to daven for you, going to a great tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu says it. In Parshas Yisro, in Perek Yuches Pasuk Tesvav, the Ramban talks about that. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Yisro, they come to me all day. So the Ramban there says, they come to me all day to solve their issues with din, but also to daven for them. So they should daven for them, for those who need a refuah. Interesting, in the Midbar, people need a refuah. That was maybe pre-Maimadar, pre-Kriyas Yamsuf, or only after Kriyas Yamsuf, they were all healed and they got sick again. Even with the Anliya Kavit, Bessel and Ramban writes in Yisro, Yudches Tesvav. Yashvi v'kasvi v'aiter, v'yashvi v'kasvi v'kibdu osa shah. When they heard this from Rabbi Chanin and Bedosa, they were mechavin, they wrote down exactly what time it was. Ukeshabo, Eitzor, Rabbi Gamliel, Amr Lahan, Avodah. When he came to Rabbi Gamliel, he swore, Lo chasartim, lo hisartim. Not a moment earlier, not a moment later. It's exactly how he said. Elakachaya Maisa, Bosa Shah, Chalsasacham. At that moment, a sweat broke out and he got a fever. Vishalon Amayim Lushos, he started to come to again. And he asked for a drink of water exactly when he said that. Good. He went to learn. Please daven for my son. He put his head between his legs and he davened and he davened. That's a rosho bein pirkov is a lashon of intense tefillah. Because he put his head down and he just davened and davened. Good line comes up if you remember in Maseches Avodah Zarah by Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. Right, the man who had to do tshuva, and he asked for the sun and the moon and the stars, he asked for everybody to help him, and he realized nobody else could help him out. And he put his legs between birkav, and he davened and davened, achad yasa nishmaso, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. But here also, rosho bein birkav, ubikesh olav rachamim v'chay, and he lived. Amar Yechem ben Zakkai, ilmali hitiach ben Zakkai, es rosho bein birkav, and ben Zakkai wouldn't have davened so hard, kol ayom kulo, lo ayim ashkichanov, they wouldn't have listened to him. I mean, he davened so hard, and he was listened to. Amar lo ishto, v'chi chanina gadol mimcha. He says, chanina, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You're the greatest, you're the leader. So, amar lo, lav, no. You know, it's not a point of greater, but it's different. Ela hu dome ke'eved l'fnei ha'melech, v'ani dome ke'sar l'fnei ha'melech. The eved can go in and out whenever he wants throughout the day. A sar is more of an official position. He has to get permission. So the eved, the servant, the maid, whatever, the butler, can go in and out whenever without even asking. So that's what he's like. He's very comfortable in the face of HaKadosh Baruch. Good. V'yomer b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan. All these statements in the name of this person. That's why these are all here. All related to tefillah. Ayispal Adam, at least some of them. Ayispal Adam el b'yishish b'am chalonos. Person should only daven in a house that has windows. Where we had this earlier. Shenemar v'kavan psichen lei ba'alisei neged Yerushalayim. V'kavan, our windows are open to him when they go up to Yerushalayim. Amar of kahana. Right, that's the line. If you had this earlier, back on Daf Lamed Aleph, which was the Shabbos Daf this cycle, but then we had this, I think we noted years ago, there's a machlokes, what exactly is the reason for the windows? Why should there be windows? This is the mark of having windows in a shul. This Gemara appears on the beginning of the parak and the end of the parak. Some say because it's good for kavana. If you look out the windows and look at the sky and you look at the clouds, you realize the unbelievable, you know, brios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that'll lead me to have better kavana. Which means if it's a window that's open to the public street, so then it's not going to help. That's not the point of having windows, because then you're going to be distracted. Now I'm going to have windows up above to be able to appreciate the sky. The other reason to have windows is that I feel a little more open. I don't feel so stuffy, right? So it's also better for my state of being. So then it might not depend on where the windows are open to, but that's a discussion in the poskim. What exactly is this far? Yeah, there's Kabbalistic sources to have 12 windows connected. The Magen Avraham, I think, quotes it, to have 12 windows, one connected each shevet, because so then the tefillos of every shevet goes through their window, so to speak. So that's a Kabbalistic idea, I think, quoted in the Nosei Kalim. Amar of Kahana, Chatzif alai mandamatzli bebikta. I'm upset. Chatzif alai by the one who davens in the biksa. What's it? The biksa in the middle of a valley, middle of nowhere, out in the open. So I'm not too happy about that. Why? Because it's hard. Rashi says, last Rashi, Shuba makam snias chalav emas hamela filibo nishpar. When I'm next to something, when I'm next to a wall, when I'm next to something that's stationary, I'm a little more focused, maybe I'm a little more tsanua. If I'm out in the open, in the middle of nowhere, it's harder to daven. So therefore, Rav Kahana was not happy about that. Asked Tosfos, what did Yitzchak do? Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basada. Right, he went out to the field. Asked Tosfos. Yishlomar says, Tosfos, dahasa mairi bahar ha-moria. There, har ha-moria is okay. Which, by the way, some poskim are against davening outside. What do you do by the kotel? Right, so then there might be different rules. This base comes from this Tosfos. Might be different rules by the kotel. Right, you dive in the middle of nowhere. Also, maybe by a bima if you're not up front. So again, that might not be called. And no, that might be called somewhere because that is that you have something stationary. But either way, that's what Tosfos says. Maybe Har Moriah is different. Inami biksa dahacha mayi bebika b'makam shuragilin shem b'nei adam la'avar v'holchei drachim. Maybe here the valley means a public area where people are going and coming. That's why it's a problem. Yitzchak went to a private area in the field. So therefore that was different. Okay. V'yamar of Kahana, chatzif alai man demafarish chetei. I'm upset at the ones that explicate their sins. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, it's good to cover them up. Ashrei nusui pesha kisui chata'a. Better to cover up one's sins. The Gemara in Yuma discusses this. Is this really true? Maybe you're mechalek between Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachavero, different types of sins. The Gemara in Yuma discusses this pasuk because there are other psukim. And the Rambam quotes it also in Hilchos Tshuva in the second parak. Sometimes it's good to cover up. Sometimes it's good to publicize in order to help me do tshuva. Okay, Adrolachin Omdin. That takes us through the first section of Maseches Brachos. Again, really, the first three prakim was one section. First three prakim was in Yoni Kriyashma. The next two prakim are in Yoni Tfila, as we just had. And now we have Brachos. Birchas Hananin. That is Perak Shishi Birchas Hananin. Seventh Perak is benching. Eighth Perak is a lot of different in Yonim. And the ninth Perak is other Birchas Shevach Vahuda'a. But six Perak right here, Kesen Mavarchin, is everything you want to know about Birchas Hananin. Kesen Mavarchin ala Peris. What bracha do you make on fruit? What bracha do you make on peiros? Says the Mishnah, Al peiros ha'ilan hu omer borei pri ha'etz. On all fruit, you say a borei pri ha'etz, chutz min ha'yayin, except on wine. Shal ha'yayin omer borei pri ha'gafen. Wine is different, it is a pri ha'etz, but you say ha'gafen on it. We'll get to, by the time, a little bit later, what happens if you set ha'etz on wine. What's the halacha? But Rashi says, on top, Shemitoch ha'shivuso kav'u lo bracha la'atzmo. Because it is chashuv, the wine is chashuv compared to any other drink, it gets its own unique bracha. V'chein hapas, and also bread. As we're going to see in the next line of the Mishnah. Let's see it now. V'al peiros ha'aretz hu omer borei pri adama, on fruit of the land, you say borei pri adama, chutz min hapas, except on bread, sh'al hapas, on wheat, on grain, you say hu omer hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. We will get to what's the difference between a ha'adama and ha'etz. We'll have that in a couple of days. How do you tell the difference between the two? What is considered a pre-ha'etz and what is considered a pre-ha'adama? V'yal ha'yirakos hu omer borei pre-adama. Vegetables, you say borei pre-adama. Rabbi Yehuda omer borei minei disha'im. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that you have to be more specific, and therefore Chazal enacted a more specific bracha, and that's why minei disha'im, those that grow. Good. Minani mili, from the word desha that we have in Brachos. Minani mili, how do I know that I have to make a bracha before I get benefit? Minani mili, the Tana Rabbanan says the Braisa. Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. The Pasuk says, by Neta Ravai, by the fourth year fruits that I bring up to Yerushalayim, it calls it holy. Kodesh Hilulim. Hilulim is from the word Hallel. Hilulim is plural, though. Sounds like two Hallels. Hilulim Lashem. Melameid Shetu'un and Bracha Lefnei Malach Harayim. That proves that it needs. We're talking about fruit here. We're talking about food. So we learn from Neta Ravai, outside to elsewhere, that you always you need a bracha before and after. After, that's in the Torah. But you need a bracha lifnehem. Mikanam Rabbi Akiva, asur lo adam shiyatam klum kodam shiyavarech. It's also to even taste something before I make a bracha. At this stage, the Gemara assumes that this is a din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa, to make a bracha before we eat, before we drink, etc. What about before we smell? So interestingly, that is not found here in our Gemara. We would have thought all Hanaz are included, but we will have to wait. That's going to come up later on in Daf Mem Gimel. Mem Gimel and Mabez, we're going to get to the bracha on smell. We'll have to talk about there why that is separated. Why aren't all Hanaz included in this source? But we will get to there. So, how do you know Kodesh Yilul Mashem? Says the Gemara, V'hai Kodesh Yilul Mahach Yud Asa. Really? Is that what this pasuk is teaching me? It's referring to bracha? You can't use it for bracha. That pasuk is used up. Hai mi boile. Chad de Amar Rachmana, Achle v'Hader Achle. One of the Hiluls is used to teach me Achle. Sometimes the Hey and the Ches could switch, so we read instead of Ahle, but Achle. Achle for the word Hilul. Please de-sanctify it. Put the Kedusha on money, and then you could eat the fruit outside of Yerushalayim. V'Hader Achle. That's one. Halacha you learn out, the idach, and the other halacha, davar hata'in shira ta'in chilo. V'she'eno ta'in shira ain ta'in chilo. Only an item that requires shira, that requires song, requires ta'in chilo, requires to be mechulal, meaning has kedusha of neta ravai. V'she'eno ta'in shira, that which does not require song, ain ta'in chilo, does not require chilo. What does that mean? This is an allusion to the opinion that there's no such thing as neta ravai. There's only kerem ravai. The only fruit in the fourth year, there isn't a machlokas about this, but there is an opinion that the only fruit in the fourth year that has kedusha is grapes, are grapes. And that grapes require song. What does that mean? When they did the nisa chayayin, when they poured the wine every single day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash, when they poured the wine by the Mizbeach, they sung along with it. The Leviim used to sing during the Nisach HaYayin. Nisach HaMayim took place only for 1 week of the year, Sukkos. But Nisach HaYayin is every single day of the year. So there is an opinion that only wine / grapes, it has the Kedusha of Ravai. So that's what's being alluded to by this second Hilul. Ukad Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Am Rabbi Yonasan. Dam Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Am Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin She'ein Omrim Shira Ela Al HaYayin. How do you know you only say Shira, you only say Hallel on wine during Nisach HaYayin, as Rashi says, Shenemar, as the allusion is brought in Sefer Shoftim, in Mashal Yotam. Remember the story, the Avimelech killed out all of his brothers, except for the youngest one who was hiding, and he got up and said the following Mashal. Shenemar, Vatomer Lahem, HaGefen, Hekadalti Esti Roshi, did I ever stop giving off wine? Says the vine, Hamisamech Elokim va'anashim. Wine that makes God and people happy. So imanashim isamech, if it makes people happy, Elokim v'amisamech, how does it make Hashem happy? The answer is, because it causes us to sing to Him. Mikan, she'inorim shira ela al hayayin. So then, that's so, semicolon. So therefore, you can't use chilul, kodesh chilul l'mashem, to teach me birchas anenin, because the psukim are already used up. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll look at Tosfos. Ha nicha. So if you don't hold like that opinion, it's good. Ha nicha l'mandatani netaravai. If you hold like the opinion that it's netaravai, so it's not limited to wine, kerem, so then fine. One of your hiluls is still open. El lamand amar kerem ravai, mandatani kerem ravai, meikel amemar. But according to that opinion, it's still a problem. De itmar. Because after all, we learned, Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Shimon Barebi, chad tani kerem ravai, v'chad tani netaravai. So we still have the question. According to the Manta Amar, Kerem Ravai, you do not have a source for Birchas Hanehenin. Stop there for a minute. Tosfos notes, Shein Omrim Shira. You never say Shira except on wine. We never say Hallel. We never say Hallel except when they do Nisach Hayayin. What about in Shul on Yantif? What about the Pesach? What about the Pesach Seder? What about during the Zman of Shchitas Pesach? Ask Tosfos. Pirish, meaning Tosfos has an implicit question. What about all these other Hallels? Pirish, Ein Omrim Shira al Shum Achilas Mizbeach. The only time you say Hallel while the Mizbeach is consuming something is during Nisach Hayayin. That's what it means. Kigon Zrikas Damim and Nisach Hamayim Kimal Hayayin. Aval Vada, but surely Matzinu Shira Belo Hayayin. The only time that you find an Achilas Mizbeach with Hallel is here. But you surely find Hallel outside of one. Kigon Hallel Shebishchitas Pesachim. Like Hallel during Shchitas Pesach. The Mishnayis and Mesechas Pesachim describe that during the Shchita of Karban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, leads to saying Hallel. Get through it a couple of times. Tosfos says, don't worry, the Gemara is not being so exclusive. The question, though, that is asked is, why not? Why is the Gemara giving off the impression that this is the only Hallel? Why did it leave out these other Hallels? Hallel was on Shchitas Pesach, Reb Yehuda Chassid here. Tosfos Reb Yehuda Chassid adds on Hallel during davening. Good question, interesting machlokas, why Tosfos does not mention that one. But either way, why are all these left out? So, the Brisker Rav, other Achronim, I'll read it to you for the Brisker Rav, discusses, there are two types of Hallel. Two types of Hallel that we have. He quotes it based on a Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon notes that the Hallel, Rav Haigon quoted in the Ran and the other Rishonim in Psachim, the Rav Haigon says that we do not make a bracha on the Hallel at the Seder. Why not? It's the only Hallel of the year. We don't make a bracha. We don't make a Hallel of the Seder. And it's also a rule breaker. We split it up. We say it's sitting down. But we spoke about this a number of years ago. Why don't we say a bracha? So Rabbi Haigo says that Hallel is, in his words, Betoras Shira and not Betoras Kriya. What does that mean, Betoras Shira, not Betoras Kriya? So the way that's explained, Rav Soloveitchik explains this, and here the Brisker Rav explains it, that there are two types of Hallels. There's the Hallel that was mandated by Chazal. You must say Hallel today. We were told to fulfill our command. And every yontif, we are commanded to say Hallel. And then there's a second type of Hallel, which is a natural outpouring of emotion during an event, where you just can't stop yourself, and it just comes out. That's Hallel B'Torah Shira. And that's what happens at the Seder. It's not that this was mandated by Chazal. We are supposed to be in a state at the end of Magid, just to like, we are overcome with emotion. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishiba l'ge'ula. We just come out and scream it. Saying a bracha on that would be formalizing it and minimizing it. No, what? I'm only saying this because I sure could have shown up in Mitzvosav. No. I'm saying this as a natural outpouring of emotion. That's Shira. And says Rav Haigon, that's why there's no bracha there, because it's Shira and it's not Kriya. Hare halo trei dine isnehu bei. Yesh halo shadina sh'omer moso batara Shira. There's no bracha for that. And he goes through these two. Why did the Rambam Hilchos Chanukah list off the 18 days of Hallel and doesn't mention the Hallel of the night of Pesach and the Hallel of, because those are Shira. The Rambam is only saying the Hallels of Kriya in Hilchos Chanukah. And then in the last paragraph there, he quotes our Tosfos and our Tosfos of Yehuda Chassid on our Gemara. Tosfos notes, right? How there are a lot of other Hallels. So, Lechora, why? Maishna Hayin Tlasa Hallel Denakti Halika Yurches Yamim Shagarim Barnim Zahallel. He even says, his point is asking on Tosfos, why does Tosfos only mention the Hallel during Shas Pesach, and he doesn't ask about the 18 days that we say Hallel? Answer the Griz, why? Because the Hallel during the Karban, and the Hallel, Bishas the Karban Pesach, and the Hallel during Nisach Hayayin of the Gemara, that's one category of Hallel. That's Hallel B'Torah Shira. And that's why Tosfos only asks from there. The Hallel we say in Shul, why is Tosfos bothered by that? Because that's Hallel B'Torah Kriya. It's a different type of Hallel. Einam Ram Shira El Alayayin. Einam Ram Shira. Hallel here is called Shira. Like maybe that's where Haigon got the Lashon from. Doesn't say exactly where he got it from. But if I remember, but that's the Brisker Rav, why there are different types of Hallels, and why Tosfos is bothered by certain ones, not the others. Right? This is the second airtime in this Masechta where we've had discussions of Halo. Remember, we had it back at the beginning of the second parak on Daf Yudalid, where he spoke about Hefzik B'Shas Halo and B'Shas Kriyashma, and Tosfos did discuss about Halo Bracha and Aminag. That was earlier in the second parak. Okay, we get back to the Shak Levitarya. Says the Gemara, where are we up to now? We're up to the stage of, according to the Manda Amar Kerem Ravai, we're still stuck. We don't have a source for Birchas Hananin. Ulamanda Tani Kerem Ravai. Okay, even if you say that Manda Amar, it could still work. Ha Nicha Iyal of Gzei Reshava. If you have a Gzei Reshava, then you can still learn it. Titania, Rebbe Omer, Namar Kan Lahosif Lachem Tvuaso, Venamar Lahalan, Usvuas Akarim. Right, Tvua Tvua, Mala Halon Kerem, Afkan Kerem. So you can learn it from Lozalan Tvua, so it's a pasuk by Shemitah, and you already know Kerem from a different source. So therefore, Aitir Lechad Chilu Lebracha, Chilu Lebracha. So then if you have a different source, so then one of our Chilos could still be extra to teach me Birchas Hananin. But V'ilo Yalav Gzei Reshava, Bracha Minalei. But if you don't have that Gzei Reshava, we're still stuck. We still don't have a source for Birchas Hananin. Continuing, Vinami Yalav Gzei Reshava. And even if you do have a Gzei Reshava, Ashkechan La'acharav. I only know you make a Bracha afterwards. Lefan of Minayin. How do you know before? Right, I mentioned before that the Bracha afterwards is in the Torah. That's only by Berachas Hamazon, but not by everything. So if you have a Makar for a Bracha, you'd only do step one. After, not before. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Holokasha. Dasi b'kavachomer. Maybe it's a kavachomer. Kshu saveya mevarech. Kshu raiv l'chol shekein. Right, if you make a Bracha when you're satiated, surely when you're hungry. So maybe we would have learn it from a kavachomer. So that's why, so that would be a, it would be still be a problem, because, I'm sorry, it wouldn't be a problem, because you know from the Torah la'acharav, and then you say from a kal v'chomer, lefanav. We had this earlier also, if you remember. We had this earlier, but is that really a good kal v'chomer? Is it more appropriate to say a bracha before on food, and after on learning? We had a meshachachma then. The Vilna Gaon here says, explaining this Gemara, even though it's rejected earlier on Daf Chafalov, but explaining this Gemara, the Gra says, you always have a, right, our eyes are always greater than our stomach. Right, we always have a greater taiva for the food before we eat it. That's what the Gra says right here. And that's why we would say a kal v'chomer. Before it, you really have a taiva for it. After you ate it, okay, you ate it. But beforehand, we really have a taiva for it. That's why it's the yav the kal v'chomer. Mashenke, by learning, you can say the opposite. Right? We said the Meshachachma in Akev a few weeks ago, where he says, if the point of a bracha is for protection, maybe you say just the opposite. But at least in terms of the taiva, that's the Gra explaining this Gemara. Period. But still we have a problem. Ashkechan Kerem, Sharmina Minayin. Fine, you know this by grapes. What about other Minim? So the Gemara says, the Aleph be Kerem. Maybe you learn it from Kerem. Ma Kerem, Davar Shenehene, V'ton Bracha. I've called Davar Shenehene, V'ton Bracha. Just like Kerem is something that you get benefit from and it requires a bracha. So to everything. So the Gemara says, Ikala Mifrach. No, wait, maybe not. Ma le Kerem, maybe vines are different. Shekein Chayiv Ba'ololos. It's Chayiv in Ololos. Right, we discussed this in the Mitzvah Shir, all the different types of matnis aniyim that one has to leave from grapes and from other foods. All those, the single grapes that fall down, or the inferior clusters that are growing, all of those must be left for the aniyim. So Shekin Chaybo, by the way, the Mitzvah Shir, we're just working on some technical issues. I've given some of them, but I just haven't been able to upload them. But hopefully by the end of the week, or the beginning of next week, they'll be up again. But it did start again. So maybe vines and grapes are more stringent, so you can't learn from them, because chayiv ololos. So the Gemara says, kama tochiach, no, grain will prove that right, because grain is not chayiv in ololos or peret. So the malakamash can chayiv es b'chala. What do you mean grain is chayiv in chala? So it also has a chumra. So kerem yochiach, kerem doesn't have a chayiv of chala. So it's going to be a team. V'chazar adin. Each one is not similar to the other one. What's the common denominator? Something that you get physical benefit from and it requires a bracha. So I've called davar shenehene v'ton bracha. So do everything requires, everything that you get benefit from requires a bracha. Period. So Gemara said, maybe not. No, maybe they're unique. What they share is they have something to do with the Mizbeach. Wine, obviously, is part of the Mizbeach. Grain, carbon mincha. So maybe those two have a chumra, so they should get a bracha. And maybe Vasidami Zayas will throw in olives. That also is included. But no other food. So the Gemara says, just Derech Aga, Vazayas, Bitan, Mizbeach, Asi. Well, you have to come up with a svara to include olives, because it goes in the Mizbeach, Vabahedya, Ksiv Be Kerem. It's called Kerem. Dechsiv, Vayaver, Migadish, Vaad Kama, Vaad Kerem Zayas. You see, Zayas is called Kerem. Gemara says, no, Amar Papa Kerem Zayas, Ikri, Kerem Stumalo, Ikri. No, it's still not called the Kerem, it's called Kerem Zayas. Okay, that was just parenthetically. Back to the question, though, maybe we should only include vines or wine and grain and oil. So, Mikol Makom Kasha, Malatzar Shoshim, Amshikin, Yish, Buen Sam, Mizbeach. Well, back to that question. So, El Adiyot, Lami Shivas Aminim. We learn it out from Shivat Aminim. Ma Shivas Aminim. This is a different source now for Brachas Anenin. Ma Shivas Aminim, Dover Shenene, Baton Bracha. Just like Shivas Aminim, something that you get benefit from, and it requires a bracha. What bracha? Berchas Hamazon. We're comparing now Berchas Hamazon. That's the source. So I've called Dover Shenana Ton Bracha. So to anything that you get benefit from would require a bracha, and we're going to switch this to before. That's what we're trying to do now. So Gemara says, wait, Malo Shivas Aminim Shekin Chayavim B'Bikurim. Shivas Aminim are different, because Bikurim only come from Shivas Aminim. And also, V'yod HaTenach Li'acharov. Lufan of Minayin, as we said. So Gemara tries the Kavachomer we had earlier. Halo Kasha, Dasi B'Kavachomer. Kshu Saveyam Avar, Kshu Rival Kal Shekein. If you make a bracha when you're satiated, surely when you're hungry. So far, so good. What do we have? We have a source. You learned it out from Shivas Haminim, and we suggest you learn it from Shivas Haminim, and using the Kal V'Chomer. So Gemara has the final question that we do not have an answer to. Ulaman detani neta ravai hatena called over netia. The lav bar netia could go on baser beisim udagamin ale. And any of these sources only work for things that grow. What about eggs? What about meat? Right? What about fish? What's the source for any of those? So the Gemara ends up saying there's no pasuk. You can't come up with a drasha. By the way, the Abu Draham notes all of these items that don't grow gets a different type of bracha. The Abu Draham writes, interesting that all the other brachas are borei. Borei minei mizonos, borei minei misamim, not misamim. Borei hamotzi lechem min haaretz, you know, borei priyaetz. Only shahakol is different. Hopefully we'll have a time, maybe a daf mem, we'll have a chance to talk about the unique bracha of shahakol. But the Abu Draham says, you know why shahakol is formulated as it is? There's no borei in shahakol. Because these items, some of what is included, was not nivra to be eaten. Right? Animals weren't nivra to be eaten. It was by Adam. He wasn't supposed to eat animals. Only after the story of Noach did he get to eat animals. That was the last, the Sheva. Really, Noach gets credit for the Sheva Mitzvos by Noach, but Adam had six of them. Noach got the seventh. Avram and Achai. But already Adam had had six. Anyway, so the Abu Draham says, meat wasn't nivra to be eaten, and that's why we can't say bo right there. And that's why we just have to say Shakol Ni'eb Dvaro. Anyway, back to our line. So how do you know what's the source? The last line. Ela svarahu. It is a svara. Asa lo adam she'enem en olamaseh b'lo bracha. It's asa for a person to get benefit from this world without a bracha. That is the svara. Okay, we can spend a couple of weeks on this line. Let's figure out what we could squeeze into the next couple of minutes. First of all, famous comment of the Pnei Yeshua right here. The Pnei Yeshua says that 99% of the poskim assume that Birchas Hananin is a mitzvah dirabanan. Most assume that way, right? Because that's why Savik Brachas Lahakel says the Pnei Yeshua, I don't understand. We find two other Gemaras, Baba Kama Memvav, Ksubis Chaf Beis. Two other Gemaras say that Svara is on the level of Daraisa. The Gemara asks, Lamali Kras Svarahu, what do you have a pasuk for? It's a Svara. Svara is on the level of Daraisa. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, why are Birchas Hananin dirabanan? They should be Daraisa. It's a Svara. It's a Daraisa. So says the Pnei Yeshua, Lule de Mistafina, if I wouldn't be scared, I would say it's Daraisa. And you know what? I'd still say Savik Brachas Lahakel. I don't think that's a contradiction. You could say Daraisa, and it's still only Daraisa if you are Vadai benefiting. But it's Safe Kachisnu. It's part of the Din Daraisa that you could be Mako by Sveikas. That's the Pnei Yeshua's comment right here. The Nodeh Bihuda, the Tzlach, quotes the Pnei Yeshua right here and says, you're going to tell me every time there's a Svara, it's on the level of Daraisa? So what about all mitzvah Sichlios? Why is there a mitzvah? Keep it of aim. It'll be Daraisa even if the Torah didn't say it. And every other, there are many mitzvos that are logical. It's not automatic that every Svara is Daraisa. Says the Nodeh Bihuda, only Dinim that are logical on Daraisa. What are the two examples in the other Gemaras? Says the Nodeh Bihuda, Hamos Mechaver Olav Araya, right? You want to take money from me, you have to prove it, or Pesha Asr or Pesha Hitir. If a woman says that I was married, but now I'm divorced, and we have no idea about her, so we believe her, because she's the one that started the problem, so she solves the problem. Says to be Yehuda, those types of svaras can be accepted, but not other types of svaras, right? That meaning mitzias dinim, not mitzvos. That's the comment of the tzlach. One other, the Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher says. Also, how do you answer the question of the tzlach on the Pnei Yeshua? Oh, all mitzvos. So says the Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, maybe there are differences between different types of svaras. Hamos vechavro lavaraya, pesha aser. If you'd ask the average non-Jew on the street, do those make sense? They would say, sure, it's logic. Hamos vechavro lavaraya makes sense. Or pesha aser. Making brachas, that's ethical logic. That's not intellectual logic. Making a blessing before you eat. And that is why, that's a different type of svara. And that's why it's not automatically a daraisa like the other svaras. So you have the Pnei Yeshua, you have the Tzlach, and you have Rav Asher Weiss. Again, there's a lot, but that is point number one. Point number two. So you have to make a, before you get any benefit, you gotta make a bracha. So why don't we make a bracha? Before we get into bed, after a long day, why don't we make a bracha there? Why don't we make a bracha on a nice hot shower? Let's say, you know, before we get undressed, why don't we make a bracha on a beautiful view, beautiful nof? It's Asr Lenos Ben Alam Azeh, below bracha. So Tosfos and Maseches Psachim on Daf Nun Gimel says, you only make a bracha on a benefit that benefits the entire body. Hanal L'chol Haguf. That's what Tosfos says in Psachim, Nun Gimel. Only something that's nana l'chol haguf. V'tireis animili kisha gufo nana. Avol shar analo. V'yavakav demavarchan al or Hashem. Right? Then he talks about the birchas boimer ha'esh. On Motzi Shabbos, not for now. Anyway, that's Tosfos in Psachim. The Ramban, in the 8th parak here in Bracha, says, you only make a bracha on a hana that's nichnas l'guf, that is imbibed. So food and drink and smell all go inside. Chazar misakin a bracha on that. But like a beautiful view, there's no brachas on nehenin. Right? We're not talking about shevach. Like if you see the Grand Canyon, you make a bracha, but that's shevach. And here we're talking about nehenin. So that's why you only make a bracha. Maybe the svar for the Ramban is that it's hard to measure other hanas. Hard to measure a beautiful view or a nice breeze. Something that you imbibe, that could be standardized and objectified. So that's why maybe Chazal only misakin hana is there. You could appreciate God by the other ones. You just don't make a bracha. Okay. What about Torah? So we've had that discussion in the past. Some achronim say that birchas haTorah is a form of birchas hanehenin. The disciple writes that here in brachas. So that's again a hana. So maybe does that go inside? Interesting. Okay, let's continue. Tan Rabbanan, Aser Lola Adam, Sheyena Min Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha, V'chalanena Min Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha Ma'al. If anybody gets benefit from the world without making a bracha, he's like violating Mi'iwa. He's benefiting from something that belongs to God. Just like Mi'iwa, Beis HaMikdash. Ma'i Takante, so how does he fix what he did? Yelech Etzel Chacham. You should go to a rabbi. Yelech Etzel Chacham, my Avilei, Avilei Yisura. What's the rabbi going to do? Right? How does the rabbi get rid of his Averis? El Amar Rava, Yelech Etzel Chacham Meikara. You should go to the rabbi originally. And who's the rabbi? The Shulchan Aruch, or the Mishnah Berurah. V'yomadenu brachos, k'dei shalo yabu l'dei me'ila. It means you should go Yelech Etzel Chacham before and to learn Hilchos Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah here says, you shouldn't just rely on Shahakol. I don't know what bracha to make. I'll make a Shahakol. It's okay. No. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what the Gemara is referring to. First, you got to learn Hilchos Brachos. Can't just say, oh, I'll know the basics, and then I'll say shahakol when I'm in doubt. No. You only can make a shahakol if there's a real suffix, and you did your best, and you still don't know. But up until that point, you're really not relying on shahakol. If anybody gets benefit, it's ilu nene, got benefit from kachim. Shenemar lashem haaretz umaloa. And here's the line, Rabbi Levi Rami. Rabbi Levi asked the contradiction. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Lashem Haaretz Umaloa, Pasuk in the Yom for Sunday. The land belongs to God. Viksiv, and the Pasuk in Hallel, Vashamayim Shamayim Lashem, Ve'oras HaSalam Ne'adam, the land belongs to us. Is it ours? Is it Hashem's? Lo kasha, kan kodem abracha, kan la'achar abracha, before or after the bracha. And many achronim point out, you know what this Gemara says? It's the Kavat Mefurish. This Gemara is telling me that the nature of Birchas Hanenin is matir. is a matir. Beforehand, the food is usher, it's off limits to me, it belongs to God. Once I make the bracha, I recognize and I acknowledge that He is the source of it all, that is matir me to partake. That is why birchas hananin have to be over la'asiyasan. It has to be before I partake, because I'm asking Rishus. The Gemara later on we're going to have on Daf Nun Aleph discusses what happened if you started eating and then you remembered. Right? Does it make any sense to make the bracha now? You still didn't finish. So we paskin, yes, stop eating and make the bracha on whatever's left. If you already ate, you blew it. Because it's all about being a matir. There's a Yerushalmi, the Chayyadim quotes a Yerushalmi, that the quote, that a bracha is the pidyon of the food. That's a great lashon. The pidyon, it redeems it. It's like Maaser Sheni. Like you poda it, you're poda the money. So it's like when we make a bracha, we're poda. Not like Netzer Ravai, like we just said. That's pidyon. That's the bracha is the pidyon of the item. And again, this idea of matir has many nafkaminis. Oh, an onain making bracha is an onain doesn't do mitzvah aseh. But los aseh he has to be careful in. Does he make brachas? Why, if it's stealing like from God, maybe he should have to make a bracha. We had the Gemara earlier about Poalim leaving out certain brachas. Are they allowed to leave out certain brachas? What if I already ate? We had this discussion, if you remember, back at the end of the first parak, where Rabbi Kivi Eger said, in the Goyen HaShas, where was it? Daf Yud Beis. Rabbi Kivi Eger said that the regular din of Savi Brachas Lahakal does not apply to Berachas Ananin, because it's Gezela. Right, that's what he said in Ashas, quoting based on that Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis. So again, all of this is part of a larger discussion of Birchas Hanen and the nature being Matir. Good. Amar b'chanin bar papa, kol hananim in olmazeh b'lo bracha, kilu gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. If anybody gets benefit from this world without making a bracha, he's stealing. He's stealing from God and he's stealing for the rest of the Jews. Shenemar gozel aviv v'imo v'omer in pesha. A person who steals from his parents and says there's nothing wrong, chever hu l'ishmashkos, is terrible. Vein aviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when father is referring to Hashem, shenemar halo hu avicha konecha vein imo el Knesset Yisrael, and mother refers to B'nai Yisrael, Shneemar, Shema B'ni Musa Ravicha, V'al Titosh, Tarasimecha. My chever hulish mashchis, what does that mean? That he's a companion to a destructive person. Amar B'chanina Bar Papa, chever huli Ravim ben Nevat, to Yeravam, Shehishchis, as Yisrael, Avim Shema Shemaim. So you're in that camp, by somebody who benefits from the world without a bracha. The Rekiv Eger gave a drasha once, and he said that what's the svara? Kilo gozel me'akadosh baruch hu mi'am Yisrael. Because whenever I make a bracha, there I never push it. Who? Shemisha b'kabel tova mizulaso v'ino makar lo tova aleha. If I get something and I'm not makar tov, then I shouldn't expect to get any more. Right? Because I wasn't makar tov from to the giver. So if I get something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm not makar tov, I'm not makar that comes from him, you could expect that less shefa is coming to the world if I don't make a bracha. So that's why, if I don't make a bracha, I'm being gozel from Hashem, I'm being gozel the Hakaras HaTov, and I'm being gozel from other Jews. Why? Because there's going to be less shefa in the world if I'm not makir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. By the way, we mentioned before that the Nodeh Yehuda, you know, argued strongly on the Pnei Yeshua, on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Keep in mind that they lived, they just overlap with each other. The first halacha, there's in Yaredeya, in the siman about Levayas and Hespedim, and Shimrim Dalin, in Yaredeya, the first Pesach Yeshua quotes that when the Noda Yehuda was maspid, the Pnei Yeshua, at his Levaya, the Pnei Yeshua had put in his Sava, no Hespedim. And the Noda Yehuda paskins that when it's the Rashke Bahag, when it's the Gadol Hador, you don't have to listen to him. Because the Dor needs the Hespedim in order to be inspired. So that's why, even though usually, right, you have to listen to the Divrei Ameis, right, Mitzvah L'Kaim Divrei Ameis, but it says the Noda Yehuda, not in this context. So he gave a Hesped for the Pnei Yeshua, even though he told him against it. He said that he didn't want one. Okay, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Rami, more famous ideas. Right, one pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to take care of you, and the other pasuk says that no, you will have to work. You'll have to gather in your grain. We say it in Shema v'chulu. Lo kasha kan bizman sheYisrael osin ritzono shel makom kan bizman sheein Yisrael osin ritzono shel makom. When we follow God's dictates, so then we're going to have our work done for us. When we don't, that's when we're going to have to v'yasafta deganecha. A little difficult. Maybe we'll get back to this if there's time. V'yasafta deganecha, that's referring to ein osin ritzono shel makom. That's the beginning of Shema. Im Shema Tishmu Mitzvosa, Asher Anochi, V'yasavta Tegonecha. That's Ein Oser Son of Shomakom. That's a little strange. So let me first talk about that. Tana Rabbanan, V'yasavta Tegonecha, Matam Olam Alefish, and Emer Lo Yamash Sefer Torah Zemipicha. Because the Pasuk says in Yoshua, you can't stop learning even for a second. Yochol Dvarim Kechsavan, you might think, the words we should take it literally. Rabbi Shmuel says it means you have to learn at every free moment, but you have to make a living. That's also a mitzvah. You have to go make a living. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Efshar Adam. The Lama Tes Malachas here. Choresh b'shas Charisha, Zoreya b'shas Zoriya, Kotzer b'shas Kitzira, V'dash b'shas Disha, V'zora b'shas Haruach. Right, all of the beginning of the Malachas: plowing, planting, harvesting, threshing and winnowing. Torah Mateyolev. If you do all the malachas that are required by farmers in the proper seasons, you're never going to have any time to learn. So Elor, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, no, that's in the ideal world, you don't have to. Bizmash Yisrael also Ritzon HaShem Makom, when B'nai Yisrael are doing Ritzon HaShem Makom, Malach Tanasas Aydei Acherim. So then Malach is done by others. Shenem Av Yamdu Zarim Urutzon Achem. Strangers will come and shepherd your sheep. Ubizmash Ein Yisrael Ozen Ritzon HaShem Makom, but when they're not following, Malach Tanasas Aydei Atzman. Then they're going to have to do it themselves. Shenem Av Yasav Tadganecha. V'lo Od El HaShem Malach Az Acherim Nasas Al Yadon. But not only that, but they're going to have to do other people's work. Shenamar v'yavates esayvecha v'chulu. Amar Abaya, famous lines. Harbi also Rabbi Yishmael, but also Biyadan. Many people did like Rabbi Yishmael and it worked. Meaning, they got a job. They had parnasa and they were kovei itim. You know, even Rabbi Yishmael says you got to learn. Right? It just means that you got to get parnasa. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai will also Biyadan. And many tried like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and it did not work. Period. Right? This is a big discussion in the postgame. This is for the Hamon Am. The Hamon Am, the system. Came out of all the sources say that the system of Klal Yisrael is supposed to be that most of us are supposed to have jobs. Most of us, a large majority. Yechidei Skula, not. That's what Rav Chaim Yivalajin writes in Nefesh HaChaim. Rav Yivalajin writes, what did it say? Harbe Asu, Kershim Bayachai. And it didn't work. You're right, Harbe doesn't work. Yechidim, there are Yechidei Skula that should be supported by the Tzibur, dedicating their lives to Torah, but that is the Yechidim, says the Chaim Yivalajin and others. And then he even says there, says the Haini Rabim Dafka, this is in Aleph Ches, in Nefesh HaChaim, Ki Vadai Shel Klal HaAlmon Kimat Bilti Efshar Shi Yasvido Kol Yimim Rak Beizak HaTorah. It's impossible to have a society where everybody's sitting and learning. It's impossible, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Shel Lifnos Afshar Mu'etis L'Shum Esek Parnasa Mezonos Klal. Yes, even if we have a Parnasa, we have to spend hours learning. We have to make sure we're Koveya Itim, make that Keva. But Aval Yachid La'atzmo She'efshar Lo Lios Ach Asuk Kol Yamat B'Torah So Va'avod Aso Yisbarach Shemo Vadai. We have to use every free second. And he adds, by the way, even when you are osik b'parnasa, we have to be involved in Torah as much as we can. Thinking about Torah and be involved in Torah, he doesn't quote it, but around the same time, the Chai Adam, in the Hagdama to the Chachmas Adam, required reading. Chachmas Adam, Hagdama, the Chachmas Adam writes, he says, many people out there would say that I don't have the right to write a Sefer. That's what he says. Because, after all, I'm a businessman. He should know that when I was in Leipzig, I learned every free second, and even between every customer, I was learning every free second, and I'm not saying this to be a balgaiva. I'm saying this to inspire those who are out there that think you can't be a businessman and learn Torah. Says the Chachmas Adam, it's not true. You could do it. That's the in the Hagdamah, he discusses that, but this is an important discussion. Rav Palm writes in one of his articles, he says, anybody who gets a chance to be able to sit and learn a little bit after they get married, and the wife is supporting them, that is all lifnim mishuras hadin. And every day, he has the man has to come up to his wife and say, thank you so much. I know this is only, you know, because you're helping me out. But that's lifnim mishuras hadin. Shuras hadin is the husband has to support the wife. That's what it says in the Ksuba. That's what that's the requirement. And again, the natural state is for the mi'ut, says the Gemara, and says the Nefesh HaChaim. Obviously, mi'utim should be learning, and we all have to dedicate our lives to Torah. But in terms of making a parnasa, that is also a mitzvah that we must be involved in. Okay, Vayter. Amalei Rav Rabbanan. Bimatusa minaychu, please. The Rabbi told the rabbis, please, b'yomai Nisan, b'yomai Tishrei, lo tischazu kamoi. Don't come to yeshiva during Nisan and Tishrei. Right? There was Ben Azmanim then also. Don't come. I need you to make a living them so that you don't have to worry about Mazonas the rest of the year. They were obviously in fields that they could dedicate their lives for those 2 months. You know, some people make enough money in the summer, you know, that they could relax and sit and learn the rest of the year. Right? So that's like these two that he told the rabbis. Make sure you get a job during these Ben Azmanim times. In the earlier generations were greater. Asu tarasan kevo malachtan arai. They made their Torah keva. Vezubazun is kaima biyadan. And in that way, they both were able to exist. Keva, by the way, means qualitatively, not quantitatively. Even if somebody's at work longer than they learn, but as long as in their minds their Torah is keva, so that's what it means. Doras achronim shows a malachtan keva tarasan arai. Zubazun is kaima biyadan. They didn't succeed in Torah. They didn't succeed in Derech Eretz. We have to make our Torah kefa. The Rishonim were greater. The earlier generations did whatever they could to make sure they brought their fruit into their house in a way that would be mechayev them in Trumas and Maisers. They went straight through their front door. Doras Achronim, nowadays, we do everything we can to get out of the Chiyuv. Machrizim Beiroseyon, there are gagos, there are chateres, there are karpifos, because they'll punch him to Meiser. The halacha is, right, you have to bring him straight through in order to be chayav and chubas and Meisers. And Doras Achronim, we try to get out of mitzvos. Damar Rabbi Yanai, Eina Tevel, Mischayav and Meiser, Asha Yira Pnei Abayis. Tevel is only chayav and Meiser until it sees, goes through the house, right, out in the field, it's not chayav yet. Shenemar, Beyarti HaKodesh, Min Habayis. This week's parsha. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, if you look chatzar kovas, even if it's in the yard, it didn't go into the house yet, that's also koveya, shenemar v'achlu visharecha v'saveyu, in the yard. So again, the message being, we have to try to put ourselves into the situation of mitzvos, not just do mitzvos, but to try to put ourselves into the situation of doing mitzvos. Like the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Sota, Moshe Rabbeinu yearned to go into Eretz Yisrael to do the mitzvos. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Parshas Vayera, Avraham Avinu yearned for the guests, even though there were no guests, because he yearned to do the mitzvah. Even though it wasn't the situation for the mitzvah, he yearned to do the mitzvah. Maybe one more minute. Again, there's a lot here, but we'll continue. Chutz ben hayayin v'chulu. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, on all pre ha'etz you make ha'etz, until for wine you make agafen. So maishna yayin, why is wine unique? Ilema mishum de ishtani liyu yoshtani lebracha. Is it because wine is greater qualitatively than grapes? It goes up in quality. So it goes up in bracha too. Vahari shemetz. What about oil? Dishtani liyu yoshtani lebracha. Oil also. Oil goes up. Oil is more valuable than the olives, and yet the bracha is not doesn't go up. If you drink oil, we'll see tomorrow by the Shem. How do you drink oil? If you drink oil, you save bori priya eitz. So you see, it doesn't get its own bracha. So the Gemara says, no. There's ein brera. Heichi nivrach. What should you say on oil? Nivrach borei peri hazayis. You're going to say on oil, thank you for creating the pre of the Zayas? Peirah gufa Zayas dikri. No. The olive is the Zayas, and the pre, that's the oil you did from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The oil is the pre HaZayas. So it's not the pre HaEitz. But that's made by Adam, not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But grapes and wine, the wine is the pre HaGafen. Because the vine is the eitz, the guffin of the grapes, and the wine is the priha guffin. So the language works out with grapes. The language wouldn't work out with olives. So v'nivra chalei borei pri eitz zayis. So Gemara says, okay, why don't you say borei pri eitz zayis? Would that work? So the Gemara, so the wording is not the problem. So we're going to stop here, but the Gemara is going to go into Ella with, there's another problem, why we don't make a special bracha on oil, and we do make a special bracha on wine. What's the difference between the two of them? Then we'll have to talk about what bracha do you make on a davar hamazik. Tomorrow it talks about medicine, and talks about fruits and fruit peels. Again, there's a lot here in terms of Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we thank the sponsors, the Orlinsky family, the Zecher Nishbach, Menachem Yisro Orlinsky, for sponsoring this month's daf. Again, Parsha Shir is tonight. Parsha Shir is tonight, by the Hashem, as we're hopefully back on a regular Wednesday schedule.